All right. Hello. Welcome to KPCRadio.com. My name is Michael Benavides, and you're listening to Fairly Local, where we talk to music artists that are, well, fairly local. So let's jump into this. My guest today is Amin Malikpour. Thanks for coming, Amin.
No problem at all.
How you been?
I've been doing pretty good.
Awesome. So how did you start playing music?
I actually, oddly enough, I played violin in elementary school, and I got kind of tired of it, so I didn't really play until 8th grade, when my friend Jimmy and I, we wanted to join an after-school club and make a rock band. We both started on guitar, and then gradually leaned more towards drums, and then we ended up both playing drums, and I didn't really pick up guitar again until freshman year.
Did you guys ever do like anything with that band or something?
Sadly not, he moved to Korea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man. So your brother told me that you made a SoundCloud like last week. He said he forced you to.
I don't know. I'm a little bashful about releasing stuff, and he kind of released the first song without my consent, and then it picked up. So
is that why like it took you a while to make one?
Yeah. I mean, I've always planned on having one, but I didn't really want to start releasing music until I have like more equipment so I can get a more refined sound.
So right now you got like two tracks up on your SoundCloud. One of them is a cover of American Football, their song Never Meant.
Yes, that's the first one, and the second one was actually some background music I had to make for one of his short films.
Is it Sped Dog?
Yeah, Sped Dog. That's what it was.
So what was it? So you made that all like by yourself, right?
The second one was all me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what's your music process for that?
My music process? Well, I try to think of what kind of mood or setting I'm going to set up for. This is at least for when I'm writing background music. And then from there, you know, I'll decide like what kind of key I want to play in, what kind of scales depending on the mood. And I try to think about the music theory, so like how the chords should move to and from each other, and yeah, that's about it.
So you mentioned music theory. Did you like take a class, or are you like self-taught?
I was self-taught up until high school, and then from there I joined the music department at Chatsworth Charter High School, and I've been gradually learning more and more about it.
So how do you balance like being in high school and like doing your thing?
I'm not sure. I got kind of thrown into it because freshman year, just a little background info, Chatsworth Charter High School, our music department is pretty small, so everyone's kind of forced to be good, or at least like be able to have their arms in different places. So yeah, just time management has always been a part of like being in band.
So that like kind of ties in, because you said earlier that you also wanted to be a music teacher?
Yeah, I don't know. At first, I thought I wanted to work more in a studio setting and, like, recording music and mixing and mastering. And I still have an interest for that, but I found I have a knack for education. So I decided I'd stick with my guns and try to study that.
Cool. So, about your brother's film?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like putting it into a film, your music?
So Amir is rather lucrative with how he wants me to work. He's just like, all right, I'll give you maybe 10 words, and then you make a song based off of that, and then I'll tell you what the film's about. So he just said, think like Habanera, which is an opera song, and Let's Go to the Lobby. So I'm like, all right, I guess like something you'd hear, like you're going to movie theater but you're kind of bummed out, and then yeah, I don't really know, but that's kind of how he works. He's really vague.
So like what's your style of music, like your personal one?
I haven't quite developed it, but I do definitely, I lean more towards like alternative stuff. I love math rock, Midwest emo. So, I guess, like, if I were to further develop a sound, I would go with that.
So what are, like, your, like, major influences?
Major influences? I love Yes. actually, their album Fragile is probably what, like, kickstarted me wanting to get into guitar. And then I also listened to a lot of Muse, so it's just a lot of, like, progressive music. That's kind of where I'm coming from.
So you don't plan to be, like perform in, like, a venue or something?
I would like that, but it would be more of a side thing. Mm. Yeah, it's just when I was looking at career paths in music, it's just education seems to be more stable.
Makes sense. So I noticed your guitar. It's a, what is it? You want to tell me about it?
It's a Squire Strat. Mm-hmm. I actually, it's good for what I paid for. Mm-hmm. I got it for $100, $180, and a model I got has humbucker pickups, which I guess is like kind of like a premium thing. But yeah, it's an all right guitar. And then maybe a year and a half ago, I bought an effects processor because it beats spending like thousands of dollars on effect pedals. So yeah.
So you're not like brand loyal. You just play whatever you got?
I have played on a few other guitars, and I lean more towards Fender. Not sure. I mean, my best friend Jordan, you know, he's been a Fender guy, so I guess like that kind of rubbed off on me.
So do you like notice any like differences from like all those?
It's just the body shape, really. Gibsons are a lot more blocky. Ibanez's are very nice. They're very nice, but it's just they're very punchy. But you can't go wrong with like a Fender Strat or a Fender Telecaster or Jazzmaster, you know.
So is there any like differences with your amps too?
My amp.
Yeah.
This thing I got for like $20. It's not very good, but I'll be running through the processor, and then the amp's just gonna be running clean, so won't be too bad.
So I talked to your brother earlier. He said you marched at the Rose Parade.
Yeah.
When was that?
I am a huge band geek. I love marching band. I fell in love with it freshman year. So, basically, there's this thing called Drum Corps International, and essentially, it's the NFL but marching. It's the NFL of marching band, or like NBA D League, marching band. Moreover, so that's like, it's the most elite thing. You know, like everyone's world class. You know, it's really aggressive physically. And I was like, hey, how do I get there? And I started talking to some alumni from Chatsworth. And they're like, hey, try All City. So All City is actually, it's a like a conglomerate band from the whole district. So you have kids from like East LA all the way from like Granada Hills, you know. It's just a really wide range. And you audition to get in the band, and then if you get a spot, you practice every day of winter break. And then you get to march in like the Disneyland Main Street Parade. You get to march in the Rose Parade, which is the biggest thing, Martin Luther King Parade, you know, Band Fest. And last year, we actually got to play halftime at an LA Rams game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
he also said that you've been playing since you were six. Was that, like, with, like, classical or, like?
Well, I've always been musically influenced. As a kid, my dad, he plays piano, so I grew up around a lot of that. And, you know, my cousins were around when I was younger, and like family, friends, and they were all into music. It wasn't until I was six that I picked up my first instrument, which was violin.
Oh, cool. So you said that your family was like really, you were musically influenced by your family. Mm-hmm. What kind of like stuff did they play around you? Like,
My dad plays a lot of like classical piano. Yeah. That's pretty much it. I just grew up with a lot of classical music, and then like in the car he'd have like cassette tapes with like rap and like classic rock, just a whole bunch of stuff. It was like a melting pot of sounds.
Oh, can you like, do you like remember any like specific things that like really stuck with you?
He wouldn't let my brother, sister, or I listen to FM radio until we were like I think 8, but he would still blast the Slim Shady LP in the car. Which I don't know what was going through his head, but he's like, radio's bad. You gotta listen to this stuff.
That's strange.
Yeah.
That's like, there's like no reason that you know.
I don't know. He just said like, oh, they play like, you know, like they talk about like doing bad things in on those pop songs, and then he's showing us like 50 Cent, Slim Shady, Tupac, all that stuff.
Awesome. Well, I see that you're like itching like at your guitar. Do you wanna? So let's. So about this next piece, what are you gonna perform right now?
Right now I'll be playing a snippet of "Never Meant" by American Football.
Cool. All right. So let's get into it. All right. You wanna start?
Here, I gotta adjust the tuning real quick.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Let's just forget everything we said, everything we did. Best friends and better halves, goodbyes. We remember that autumn night when we were falling. Something
awesome. So does that, what significance does that song have to you?
You know, call me a knucklehead, but so I broke up with this girl, and you know, it was just difficult because she was in marching band and I was in marching band, so we thought like, oh, this is a good idea, we'll be hanging out a lot. However, I was section leader, so I had a lot of responsibilities in practice, you know, so I couldn't really see her during practice, and I also had a job. I was working at Northridge Skateland, so, you know, whenever I wasn't at school doing homework or at band, I was working, and my parents aren't fond of the idea of me having a girlfriend, so they were just like, you know, like, I couldn't get to see her a lot, and it was hurting me because, you know, I couldn't give her anything good. And then, like, she wasn't happy with it. And we both wanted it to work out, but it didn't. Hence, never meant, you know. And I broke up with her, and I told her my reasoning. And we didn't really talk for a while. And then I started listening. I just listened to the song after we broke up, and I forgot about it. And then I was going through, like, old playlists, and I was like, hey, this song, I haven't heard it in a while. And I listened to it again, and the meaning had completely shifted from when I first listened to it, in the sense that when the singer says never meant, it's sarcastic. And I read all the lyrics, and it was never not meant. So that kind of like, I was like, man, this changes everything. And then fast forward 4 months and we're dating. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So it's like a happy ending, I guess.
Yeah, a little happy ending.
So that's all the time we have for today. Do you have any last words?
Any last words? You know, if you're interested in getting into music, get yourself out there. I really recommend it. Go to your local music shop. Sam Ash, for instance, every Wednesday they have an open mic night. Just, you know, try to get involved. Try to get a feel for it. And if you can afford it, buy an instrument, get started.
Awesome. Thank you for coming, Amin. And for sharing everything. And thank you guys for listening into Fairly Local. This has been Michael Benavides from KPCRadio.com.